If you live in Saugatuck or Douglas, there's no way you can avoid the touchy conversation about consolidation. Campaign signs tell voters to save our towns or we're better together. Even the kids on the playground have opinions. Abby DeWitt lives in Douglas.
See over there? That giant heart sign? It said yes. That's about the consolidation in our town. That's not right, people. That is not right.
The debate is so heated, a lot of people don't even want to talk about it. DeWitt's mom, Minika Fry, sighs when I ask what she thinks.
It will not benefit either town.
Saugatuck and Douglas have a lot in common. They both have roughly 1,000 residents. They both have frontage on Lake Michigan and the Kalamazoo River. They both attract massive amounts of tourists in the summer. Supporters point out they already share a police department, fire department, water, sewer, a school district, historical society, and a library.
And so the only thing that's really left is the city governments. Everything else has been consolidated in this area. That is our last step.
Max Madison co-chairs the Consolidated Government Committee. By combining the city governments, Madison says they'll be able to tackle big problems more efficiently. Like the shared harbor that's in desperate need of dredging and repairs.
Everything that we're doing now, we're trying to do for the future. We realize that we're in a challenging world and we need to be competitive.
Plus, taxpayers will save money. Studies show it'll add up to a little less than $500,000 a year. But that's not enough savings to risk losing the community's identities. At least, that's Matt Ballmer's view. He's sort of a spokesperson for the opposition committee. I met up with him at a cafe he owns in Douglas.
I think everybody here feels that we have a real strong sense of place. And why we would want to mess with that, I just don't know. It's certainly not going to be for this huge cost savings. We're talking about $15-16 a month to the taxpayer. So, I mean, what are we really doing this for?
Ballmer notes the savings don't take into account a $3.5 million bond debt Saugatuck has, and he's not convinced they'll get the same level of services. Consolidations like this are pretty rare. Justin Marlowe is a professor of public affairs at the University of Washington. He can only find 10 city-city mergers in the United States in the past 30 years. It's important to note he does not count annexations, where larger cities swallow up their tiny neighbors.
When successful city-city consolidations happen, it's usually for reasons that have little, if anything, to do with saving money.
Usually, Marlowe says the reason is to transform into a new, bigger city with more services, which end up costing more money. The other main reason is more grim.
It's basically consolidate or die. In large part because it is not delivering basic infrastructure that people come to expect.
That's what happened the last time Michigan cities consolidated. Three old mining towns in the Upper Peninsula became the single city of Iron River in 2000. The only other time something even close to that happened was in the 1980s, when Battle Creek and Battle Creek Township merged. Back then, the Kellogg Company was threatening to build its new headquarters somewhere outside the serial city if the two municipalities didn't merge. So voters did. But Saugatuck and Douglas aren't facing financial collapse, and there's really nobody strong-arming them into merging. Really, voters have more of an emotional decision to make. Are they willing to take the plunge and truly become one community? I'm Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio News.